You're listening to Dogs. I'm your host, Allison Lowe, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, dogs. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Genetic studies on the migration of dogs to America have shown that dogs accompanied the first humans to the New World. Dogs found in Africa may have produced some of today's native African breeds. It is also possible that the dogs of today do not descend from wolves, but from jackals. The study suggests that dogs only came to America 10,000 years ago and that they came from Africa. Some of the earliest breeds had pointed snouts, and some were particularly susceptible to aggressive behavior such as barking, and biting. For decades, little research was done on canine cancer, and vets had little to offer sick pets. But the situation began to change when researchers realized that dogs might be able to solve some of the mysteries of human cancer. Another factor is why clinical trials on pets have increased over the past decade, particularly in oncology. Several scientists believe that pets and dogs are an important part of cancer research in the United States and around the world. The test examined whether new therapies for canine cancer could be incorporated into research into human cancer therapies. A major backer of the new work was the National Cancer Institute (NCI) and the U.S. Department of Health. If possible, contact the owner and make sure that the animal has an up-to-date rabies vaccination and contact your owner. Anyone bitten by a dog is at risk of developing rabies, or if you do not know if the dog has been vaccinated against it, contact your local animal health authority or your state department of health to report the incident. Your healthcare provider should also consult with state and local health authorities to help you decide whether you need treatment known as rabbit post-exposure prophylaxis (PEP). If your dog or cat develops DCM, the walls of your heart become thin and your blood cannot pump as fast as it used to, says Dr. Michael D. Schmidt, a veterinarian at the University of California, San Diego School of Veterinary Medicine. You will need a vaccine administered by your veterinarian, such as the rabies vaccine or the rabbit exposure prophylaxis vaccine. DCM is a known genetic problem in certain large dog breeds, including Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, American Staffordshire Terriers and other breeds. When the FDA and veterinarians across the country began treating dogs of all sizes with this type of heart disease a few years ago, they were alerted. Unfortunately, Freeman said, the solution is unlikely to be simple, and the suspect foods aren't just those described as grain-free. The boom in canine cancer research has inspired scientists to think big, and last spring, the largest veterinary clinical trial in history began testing a vaccine designed to stop a type of cancer before it becomes a tumor. The study offers an experimental drug that could save a dog's life, but most is done at a price that dog owners can afford. In the end, 800 dogs will be injected with either the booster or a placebo and followed for 5 years. In April, the agency said it had received reports of 560 dogs and 14 cats diagnosed with DCM that appeared to be linked to diet, and in June it took the unusual step of listing 16 dog food brands it examined. We still don't know exactly how certain pet foods can damage a pet's heart, but researchers have found some evidence in a recent study of dogs with heart disease in the United States. One of the known causes is the dog's health, Richard says, and possible culprits are high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity and high blood cholesterol. A 2018 study found that 24 Golden Retrievers with DCM who were fed grain-free dog food had taurine deficiency. When the dogs switched to traditional food, 23% reported a marked improvement, according to the study. In addition, the health of dogs suffering from heart failure improved so much that they no longer needed medication. At Freeman's Clinic in Massachusetts, 90% of dogs with DCM had normal taurine levels, according to a study in the Journal of Veterinary Medicine. Last year, the Food and Drug Administration announced a ban on grains, free pet food that replaces grains with ingredients like peas, lentils, and potatoes. Turner is among a growing list of veterinarians who are concerned that healthy-sounding dog food in pets known as enlarged cardiomyopathy, or DCM, could somehow lead to a serious heart problem. Now Turner has been told her Maltese Chihuahua mix is in the advanced stages of heart failure. Tyrrell's practice has been improved by treating her dogs with DCM and switching from a BEG diet to traditional dog food. It's possible that something in the diet inhibits the body's use and absorption of amino acids, said Dr. John D. Miller, a professor of veterinary medicine at the University of California, San Diego School of Veterinary Medicine. That means there is a risk of heart failure in dogs consuming a BEG diet, he said. This is all for today, guys. My name is Allison and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Dogs and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.